The Gemara said, on Chav Tesum with Aleph at the bottom, that it's not only Shechit that it's possible Belayla, but also Malika Sa'of and Kmitza. The Gemara says, Bishchva Ma'olah Sa'of Ma'idah Havi Havi. If you're Molek the Oaf, it's possible. If you did it at night. And the Komets, but the Komets that you took off the Mincha, Nahadre, the Nahedra, the Nikmetze, Biyamama. Why don't you just put the Komets back into the Mincha and take it out again? In the daytime. Somewhere it says, Hu Tanila, Rashi, my Dahavi Havi, Efshalach Zira, it's impossible to do it again. Actually, and the oaf is dead. But the Komets, why can't you just return it to the Mincha and do it again? Hu Tanila, Vahu Amrla, Klisharis Mekach, Nafil Shalabizmano. No, the klisharis, rather, the way Rashi learns is, was mekadesh the komets, even shalobis mano, even at night, and amela, it's what's it called, it becomes pasul, when the morning comes. If there's anything that's kodesh, lina pasuls it. So since it was kodesh at night, as soon as the morning comes, it becomes pasul. Rashi, klisharis mekadesh and shalobis mano, the hakomets tone matan kli. When you take the komets out of the mincha, you put it into a kli. The kivin shekiddush hakomets b'kli l'shem komets eino chozer li'os tevel k'mincha shelo nikmitza. Once it becomes kodesh as a komets, you can't put it back. Then it should become part of the mincha again. The al korche ma'achr shezek kori komets eino inner chavi shirayim. Right, this is a komets; the other one shirayim. You can't now make the komets part of the shirayim again. So the ma'isa becomes puzzle. Tosus learns it's lav dafka that you put the komets into a kli. Even if you didn't put the komets in a kli, but the kli is mekadesh the whole mincha, that when you take the komets out, it remains kodesh. Meisvei zehaklau kol akori biyom kodesh biyom, kol akori belayla kodesh belayla. Anything that you bring during the day, so it becomes kodesh if you put it in a klisharis during the day. Anything that you bring at night becomes kodesh if you put it in a klisharis at night. The cholakori bein biyom bein belayla kodesh bein biyom bein belayla. Anything that you can bring day or night, like the evorim, pedorim, or whatever, becomes kodesh whether you put it in a klisharis in the day or the night. Ktoni mihas cholakori biyom kodesh biyom biyom in belayla lo. Something that only can be done in the day, like a mincha. So the Knitzas HaMincha, so if you put it in the Klisharis Belayla, it's not Kaddish. Only if you put it in the day. Somar says, no. Dilma eno Kaddish li Karev, ava Kaddish li Pasol. Eno Chinami. It doesn't become Kaddish to be makrivit, but it becomes Kaddish that if something else, it's Yotze, or Lina, right, what's it called, the daytime comes, you did it at night, then it becomes Pasol. It becomes Kaddish enough to become Pasol, but not Kaddish enough to be makrivit. Rashi. Kol akore biyom kigon hamenachos v'halavon of hadam v'aktoris. All those things have to be done in the day. Kiddush b'klisharis biyom likadosh kedushas haguf. It becomes kodesh if you put it in the klisharis in the day. Kol akore b'layla kigon minchas nesachim. The omar mar minchas v'skeim afilu b'layla. Something that's kosher b'layla like minchas nesachim. Mincha that you bring along with the what's it called with the korban. That can be brought even at night. Kodesh b'klisharis kedushas haguf in dasno ben belayla. Ketani nias kol akore biyom kodesh biyom av belayla lo. Something that you have to bring in the daytime only gets kedusha if you put it in the klisharis in the daytime, not at nighttime. So why does this komets become kodesh at night? L'chara, what's it called? Night is not mekadesh things that are not brought at night. Likarev, Leos kosher likarev. No, what that means that it becomes kodesh in a klisharis dafka during the day in order to be makrivit. Avol kodesh Leos huchsher boso kedusha liposo b'tful yom v'mechusar kipurim im nogabo. But to become kodesh, to become posel, that it becomes even at night. What does that mean? It becomes kodesh, for instance, to be posel b'tful yom. Tful yom. What's it called? Pasul's a kodesh, but not truma. Mechusar kipurim, nogabo, biyotze, over yotze. Or if it was yotze min hazor, or yotze min ha'ir, whatever kind of kodeshim it is. It went out of the place where it's supposed to be. Im yotze, velina, imlon. Or if it stayed overnight and the morning came. All those things, if it was in a klisharis at night, even though it's not roy likarev, but it's a roy to become pasul. The zugamhin if sells belina, the kaibala bisvachim avud hashachar osalina. As soon as it gets light, it's pasul because it stayed overnight. Then if sells bikmitzas laila shein choseris od latifla. Memela, once you took the kometz out, put it into a kli at night, right? As soon as the morning came, it became pasul, and that's it. Okay. Masiv Rav Zera. So Zera asked, I'll show you that it doesn't become pasul shalob ismano, even to become, what's it called, even to become pasul. It doesn't become kodesh in the klishores shalob ismano, even to become pasul. Not only doesn't it become kodesh to be nikra, doesn't become kodesh to be pasul. The mela, the komets should still be allowed to be put back and done again. Moser of Zera, Sidrus Alechem Yester Bazichin Achra Shabbos. Instead of being Masada the Shulchan, with Lechem and the Bazichim on Shabbos, which is supposed to be done, you did it on Sunday. Shaloka did. So Shalob is Mano. The Hikdrus of Bazichin Bishabbos, Psula. And you were mocked to the Bazichin on that coming Shabbos, so it's possible. Ketzed Yaseh, what should you do? Yani chenul Shabbos aboy, should leave it to the next Shabbos. Shafilu omdal ashulchan yomim rabim in bekachlo. Even lechem psula that stays on the shulchan, we said, is okay, right? No problem. Lechora, why? Because since it was shalob ismano, it doesn't become kodesh, and the mela, what's it called, lina doesn't passel it, and the next Shabbos you can just do the bezicha and everything will be okay. Rashi really holds that you have to take it off the Mizbeach and put it back on the next Shabbos with the Bazichit. And the Rambam holds that you just leave it there and it becomes kosher the next Shabbos completely. So it says, Amai tikdush v'tifsel, let the lechem become kodesh at least to be possible lina. So when it remains on the shulchan, right, the next Shabbos morning it should become possible. Omarava mandikom mosiv shabakom mosiv. That's a good kasha. You have to answer this mishnah somehow. The avu the rab avid dovi basnisa kamer. So it's this brisa you have to answer. That's maybe somebody argues on it. It's a brisa that says beferish that what's it called? It doesn't become pasul, doesn't become kodesh even to become pasul. Sober laila ain mechusrus man yom mechusrus man. Now if it was put on the wrong day, it's a whole day away, so then it's what's it called, doesn't become pasul, doesn't become kodesh even to become pasul, like by the lechem, it's put on a different day. But what's it called, but laila is not mechusrus man. If it was put on the day that you're going to be mak with it, just at night, that's not called mechusrus man, and then it becomes kodesh to become pasul. Tirashi Psula shalom nisra b'shabes lamod sham shivas yomim kibishpata. It's pasul in so far that it's not good lechem aponim, because lechem aponim has to be put on the shulchan on Shabbos and left there a whole week. If you put it on Sunday, that's not lechem aponim. Barihi mechusar is mad. The lead nearer the logar sin psula. Rashi says you're not goris pasul. It doesn't become pasul. And in the end we're going to say that it's not on the shulchan b'chlal, because you put it on shalomidas, because putting it on the wrong time is mamish like shalomidas. It's like it's in a box, it's not on the shulchan. Therefore, why should the what's it called, the lechem become pasul if you are back to the bezichim on Shabbos? The lechem has nothing to do with the bezichim. So if you're back to the bezichim, it's not as if the lechem now is shirayim of something that was nikra of shalom kedin. It has no connection. It's as if it's not on the shulchan at all. So Rashi holds that even if you were back to the bezichim, the lechem doesn't become possible. Lechem Eklal Elim came Pirko b'Shabbos Habov v'Yasiv Yisrael. But Rashi says what you have to do is take it off the Shulchan, put it back on for the next Shabbos, even if you were mocked to the Bezichin. V'Hachim Muchach Nami Minik Tani Ketzad Yasa Amal Yesh Takar L'Dover. In fact, it says right after this, what should you do, means that it doesn't become possible, because otherwise you can't do anything. It doesn't say psulim, but what should you do? Revusu the nakid. Alpha God the hitter of bezichem b'shabes. Kamosha regilim lasos. Yovi bezichem acherim. Yisaver malechem. The only reason it said in hitter of bezichem is to tell me a chiddush that even if the bezichem were nikter on that first Shabbos, as you normally do, it didn't affect the lechem at all. And the next Shabbos, you can just remesader the lechem, bring new bezichem, and this same lechem will be kosher for the next coming week. So what should you do? Leave the lechem on the shulchan until the next Shabbos. According to the Rambam, just leave it there. According to Rashi, leave it there and be mesader it on Shabbos day. So Mordechai says, why is that should be good? We said that even shalobis mano, the kli sharis, which the shulchan is a kli sharis, is mekadesh in order to pasul. So here it should be pasul. At least it should be pasul. Take the shviti fossil. Given the klisharis mekadesh and shalom is mano, lifsov. The akadesh ha-shulchan ha-salechem, the echad b'shabes, lifsov b'siv shalom is mano. The lechem should be kodesh from Sunday and become possible. Then, what's it called? At least it should become possible on the lina of Shabbos morning. Omar Rava, haide kamosiv, shaper kamosiv, vavuad rabnovin. The most vilemine, lav shmaisa da moroi omar, the name of the sosav, can't just slug up what he asked, right, and say he's quoting a Mishnah, then it's okay. Ela masnisa tana, utsrikan al liyashin, the lalikshu masnisa adodi. We shouldn't have a kasha from this, that it's not a kaddish likarev, to the brisa that we said before, that what's it called, that it's not kaddish. Right, that it's kodeshly possible, right. Okay. The Tarsino Hakis, what's the answer? Kesover Tana Davua, they're above in Laila Lohavi Chisorin's man, of Hoysa Ruili Kodesh Beklishori Shafris. Hilka, Klishori's Bekachina Kobitz Belaila. If it's just a matter of night, that next morning it could become Kodesh, then Laila's Lava Machusar's man, and at night, even Shalomi Das, it becomes pasul. Kodesh to become pasul. Doesn't become kodesh to be nikrav, but kodesh to become pasul. Aval yom b'chusus man. Dover she'ein z'man of hayom, ad mocher. Something that the z'man is not today b'chlau. It's not kosher till the next day. Then that's b'chusus man. V'harehu b'chusus man, yom sholim, havi chisorin z'man. The klishor is zeh, she'ein o z'mano, the koshkein zeh, she'ein o z'mano l'kadesh al yom ha'shabbos. This is Bechlau not ready till the next Shabbos. So all these days in between is Mechusar Zman. So the Klisharis is not Mekadesh it even to make it possible. So what it says, Kimata Beishim Shei Tikdash V'Tifsel, if that's the case, when Friday comes, now at Friday night, it's only Mechusar Laila. It's Laila. That's Mechusar. Because the next morning, it should be already Kosher. And Laila already is not Mechusar's man. So now the Klishore should be Mekadesh to become Pasul. And as soon as morning comes on Shabbos, it should be Pasul. Because of Lina. Amaravina, Shikadam Vesilko, Enechanami. You have to take it off the Shulchan Friday night, before morning comes, or take it off before the night comes. Take it off during the day Friday, and put it back Shabbos morning. According to this Teretz, you have to do that. Marzut Ravi Semer of Ashi Omar, Afilu Teva Beshalokin of Asuka. No, you left it there on Friday night too. Still, it doesn't become possible. Why? Kivin Shesidro Shalokim Mitzvah, so Nasikavo Shesidro Akov. Over here, since you're Mesadarit on Sunday, and it's clear that there's no such thing as Sidro Lechem upon him on Sunday, so it's totally Shalomidas. And a Klishores, not in the proper time, and Shalomidas is not Makadish even to Pasel. Mashenkin the Komets, there you did it in a time that you thought was day. The Kohen thought it was day, so he didn't do it and he did it only at night, so it's not Mechusar's man. So he did it Midas, he did it in order to Mekadesh it. because he thought it was daytime. Here the guy knew it was Sunday. He didn't think it was Shabbos. So here it's not Shalom Midas, it's Midas. It's what's it called? It's totally Shalom Midas, because he knew it was Sunday. Here he thought it was daytime, so he's Mekadosh at Midas. So the Komets become Pasul, but the Lechem upon him doesn't become Pasul. Where it says, Kimati Meshimshi the Leili Shabbos, Shirui Lekadosh Lamachar, should have to take it off the Shulchan Friday night, before Friday night. Take the Shalash Shulchan. The commerce Laila imachos is mad. The tifsum mishum sidur Laila or the chakras nifsum belina. The next morning it should become pasul belina because Friday night will become kodesh to become pasul. So where it says enochanami shekana v'silko somek b'chashecha erev Shabbos. You took it off the shulchan before night, Friday night, and you didn't put it back on the shulchan till Shabbos morning. Shalokim mitzvah so b'chisaron zman nasek moshe sidra kov. And Rav Ashi says, no, even if you didn't take it off the Shulchan, it doesn't become Pasul. Because since when you put it on the Shulchan, you put it on Sunday, which was totally Shalom L'das Kiddush, because you knew that you can't put the Lechem on the Shulchan on Sunday. Shalom Itaito. Because it's like a Kof did it. It's not called Kiddush Kli B'chlau, because it's totally Shalom L'das. You put it on in a time when you knew for sure you could not be Masada the Lechem except on Shabbos. You put it on a Sunday. It's not like the Kometz that you put into the Kli at night, because that's not considered Mechusar Zman. And you thought it was day, so you put it in to be the Skadish. The Kaddish lifts, so then it becomes Kaddish to become Pasul. The Atam Shabbos, Kimagiyah Zman Arichas Lechem upon him, HaKohen Yikonish Shachris, the Yisalik, the Yisadah Shenis. Now on Shabbos, the Kohen will take it off and put it back on. Like we said, Rashi will just take it off and put it back on. Kimagiyah Zman, Oed HaShulcha Mekancho, Ad Shiyisalkenu Mimenu, Yasi Yisadrenu. Putting it on, Shalom Bizmano, completely, knowing that it was Shalom Ismano, is not the Kaddish even to become Pasul. Now, shaking the Kometz was put on at night, that is what's called Shalom Mechusar Zman, and you thought it was day, then it's Mekaddish to Pasul it.